Democratic Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar and Republican Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center say their proposal meets the goals of both supporters and opponents of the proposed Pinoki-Gogebic Range mine. Jauch says the bill doesn't raise taxes and includes a firm timetable and end date for completing environmental impact studies and allows for a contested case hearing. And he says although both he and Schultz support a tax per ton of ore, as Minnesota law requires, they didn't include it in their bill.
The Assembly Republicans found that as a non-starter. Rather than picking a fight, we sought a solution. This company, or any company, will pay no more money under this plan, no more money under the life of the mine than current law.
The Jauch-Schultz compromise also explicitly acknowledges the role of Native American tribes and the federal government in regulating mining. Its 540-day permitting process offers opportunities for negotiation between the company, the tribes, and federal regulators. Senator Schultz says one provision in the bill explicitly acknowledges the role of the tribes in regulating water quality on land ceded to them under treaties.
We asked them to constructively engage, and they have certainly done that. And the fact that mitigation has to be done in the ceded territory is a candid recognition of their authority.
That provision of the bill requires the company to replace wetlands damaged by the mine in areas where the tribe retains hunting, fishing, and gathering rights. Jauch and Schultz will tour the site of the proposed mine this weekend. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.